This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, mama. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun
on a Tuesday. And we're going to have a night tonight that is going to be very, very different. Don't go anywhere for about 45 minutes at least. A friend of mine named Kelsey Bolar is going to join us. She's a policy analyst type, but she's working on a story, and I read it today. It's going to make your jaw hit the floor. It takes a lot to make my jaw hit the floor. I couldn't speak. I finished the story, and in about half a second, I said, I need you on now. Like, you have to come on tonight. Just buckle up and get ready. You want to hear the depths of how crazy this trans stuff has gone? Just buckle up for about 40, in about 45 minutes from now. We have a teen, viral video, New York City. He's in a brawl with an NYPD cop. Why is that teen still alive? We're going to talk about that probably in about an hour. Monkeypox, they're asking for a vaccine. We'll mock all the people doing that. What should Republicans do about the media in this country? Are they already doing it? We'll talk about the FBI. A third of Americans think we need an armed revolution. Why the media is turning on Joe Biden, email roundup, and much more tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, before we get to that, I think it's important we check in with the vice president.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
What? Why? Okay, setting aside all the other insanity, why does the color of your suit matter? My name is Jesse Kelly. My pronouns. Hey, what are my pronouns? Do I have pronouns? Just he, him? I'm Jesse Kelly, and I'm not a circus freak, so I don't use my pronouns. And I'm currently actually wearing a pretty dapper white button-up, if I may say so. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. You see, I don't know if you've heard, I'm a huge, important celebrity. What, Chris? And I have to do a lot of TV stuff. Well, I've decided to forego my normal white trash attire tonight, and I'm in a white button-up shirt. I think I look like James Bond, but I have my sleeves partially rolled up to show you I mean business here. I'm working hard, all right? It's formal, but not too formal. All right. Before we get to all the rest of that stuff, I did want to bring up something, though. And it's going to sound depressing, but I really don't mean it to be depressing. I mean it to be informative so you and I can be in the right mindset in our lives and have the right mindset when it comes to politics. I've always believed in being honest, sometimes brutally honest with people, including myself, because it helps when you have the right mentality. Right? Attitude is everything. You know, you've seen all those motivational posters your wife is hanging up all over the house. It's true, though. And when I take my sons to go get shots, whenever it's time to go, well, go get a shot, go get a tooth pulled, whatever, they'll ask me, hey, is this one going to hurt? I have never once said, oh, no, you won't feel a thing. No, you're that's going to be fine. When it's going to hurt, I tell my sons, oh, yeah, it's most definitely going to hurt. In fact, if I were you, I'd bite down on something or whatever the case may be. I don't want you in there screaming and crying and making a bunch of ruckus. You suffer in silence, but it's going to hurt. Now, was that mean? I think that was nice. I gave him a heads up going in. Get yourself bucked up and mentally ready. And go and sting a little bit. Then he's ready, right? I believe that same thing has to happen for all of us, myself included, from time to time when it comes to politics. Why do so many people on the right, why do they disappoint you as time goes on? Why do they sell out? I can't count how many emails I get complaining about this host or this channel or this person. I can't believe this. And it runs the gamut. Jesse, I can't believe Fox News had a transgender child profile story. Jesse, what happened to Fox News? Jesse, what happened to Bret Baier? Jesse, what happened to this politician? What happened to this staffer? Jesse, this guy worked for Trump. Why does he suck now? Jesse, why? Listen, you and I have to get comfortable with something that's terrible, but it's true. And it's been true, and it's going to be more and more true as time goes on. What is that something? Well, pause. We're going to take a brief historical detour here. You know, something I've always found really, really fascinating about communist regimes in the past, broken, disgusting, murderous communist regimes in the past, Soviet Union, Cambodia, New York City, things like that. You know why? One of the things I've always found fascinating about them, in all seriousness, is this. The distrust people had in speaking honestly to anyone. I mean, it's one thing, maybe, hey, don't talk to that government official, or don't talk to that cop, or don't talk to that. That would be one thing. But if you read the personal stories about people who've lived through these regimes, they wouldn't go over to their brother's house for Thanksgiving dinner and while someone's slicing up the gross dried out turkey, start talking about politics. Hey, you know, that Brezhnev, he's kind of a scumbag. What's with those eyebrows, right? They never trusted speaking like that. I always thought that was so odd. But here's what they always knew. This is what people in other broken, corrupt system have known and something we need to get comfortable with. The truth is, in the end, a system that is that in control of everything is a system that will simply, in the end, make whoever in your life an offer they can't refuse. Even your brother, your brother's wife, your mom, your son, your daughter, they always understood in places like the Soviet Union and New York City that in the end, In the end, you really can't trust anyone because in the end, your mother is going to be receive an offer of, well, we can make sure you're flush with cash and get a great job and have the comfortable retirement. Your second option is we can haul you down into a dungeon and pull all your fingernails out. Which would you prefer? And in the end, she's going to make really the only choice she has. The big news out there today is this. You know about The View, obviously that horrendous TV show where a bunch of elephants get together and they discuss all the dumbed down news of the day. I mean, this is The View from 2020. This may be an all-time gem.
Dr. Jill becomes a Surgeon General. His wife. Joe Biden's wife, because she, you know, she would never do it, but she's a hell of a doctor. She's an amazing.
She has a doctorate in education. Whatever. The news out today is this. Alyssa Farah Griffin is to be named the new full-time co-host of The View. Remember, Meghan McCain was the conservative voice on there. They've been looking for a different one. They went shopping for our mutual friend, Lisa Booth. And Lisa, of course, wouldn't get vaccinated. So Lisa, credit to her, stood up, said, nope, not getting it. They kicked Lisa out. They went hunting. They found this former Trump worker who was more than willing to trash Trump at every single turn. In this bizarre 180, she trashed Trump everywhere she went, on every news outlet she went to. When you hear her speak now, every word that comes out of her mouth sounds like a Democrat, and boom, she gets this multi-million dollar gig. I guarantee it's multi-million to work on The View. Now, I don't give a crap about The View. I don't watch The View. The wife doesn't watch The View. But a lot of people, they're outraged about this today. Sell out, traitor. How could she? But we're going to have a hard talk about our mentality going forward as it relates to things like this. And we're going to have that hard talk in just a moment. Remember, we are in a corrupt system. They do control everything. It is very difficult when you look around to not feel surrounded. Now, that can make you feel overwhelmed. What do you do when you feel overwhelmed? You take care of yourself. When's the last time you spent 15 minutes practicing with your weapon? 15 minutes. Did I say 15 hours? 15 minutes with your weapon. When's the last time? You'd be surprised how much better you feel. You don't have any excuses because when you get a Mantis X system, you actually practice in the comfort of your home. You can get better without leaving the air conditioning or firing a shot. Go to MantisX.com. It's what the Green Berets use. It's what the Marines are using at Paris Island. Gift for your wife. Gift for your husband. Get a Mantis X system today and practice in your home. They'll put you through drills. You'll get good. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, stay right in your chair for about 20 more minutes. Kelsey Bolar joins me in 10. She has a story about this trans insanity working its way down through the family courts. And this is something every single person needs to know about. You need to hear what she has to say. That's about 20 minutes from now. Now, I want to finish this thought first before we make fun of the monkeypox people again and we talk about how the Republicans should treat the press, and we have to talk about this teen punching a NYPD cop in the subway. We have a lot to get to, but there's a mentality change you need and a mentality change I need. Because the system is so powerful, and because the system has the ability to not only destroy its enemies, reward its friends, you and me, we're going to have to start becoming more and more comfortable with people who knife us in the back and sell out to the other side. You see them all over your television set. You hear a bunch on your radio. It's just the way it is. I mean, Stephen Colbert. Now, he's not a sellout. He was always a leftist traitor or a leftist loser. But you know, he has a late night show. You've never watched it. I know because I see the ratings. No one watches it. Stephen Colbert went beyond just standard liberal talking points for late night talk shows. He chose to just flat out embarrass himself, especially during COVID. I remember he did a big vaccine song and dance to the level of even heavy pro-vaxxers were saying, okay, that's really embarrassing. It's way over the top. It's too embarrassing. And I said, when I watched him do it, I said, you got to understand, Stephen Colbert, what he just did, that embarrassing skit, that's what we call employment insurance. That'll get you another $10 million a year contract. Maybe it won't get you two, but it'll get you another one. You know what just happened recently with Stephen Colbert? His staffers broke into the Capitol, a felony that will get you thrown in prison, just like the January 6th political prisoners, and they all got let off without charges. Why? He's been a good boy for the system. The truth is this. You live in a corrupt country. I live in a corrupt country. And in a corrupt, rotted country, a corrupt, rotted system will make life a lot easier for you if you just go along. Now, that's not going to work on you, but it is going to work on people you know and people you trust, and it's going to hurt, and it's going to happen time and time and time again. Why did every single person in the Trump White House walk out of the White House and go on a Trump Sucks book tour? Because it paid millions of dollars. The easiest money in the world in politics was having Donald Trump be president and write a book about how bad Donald Trump sucked, because you're going to get invited on every single news show who will promote and sell your book for you, and you're going to be a millionaire. Yes, you could be loyal, Chris says, Judas. It's true. Yes, you could be loyal. Yes, you could be appreciative of the man who gave you a job in politics, or could go cash them checks, baby. And the truth is, we have to be prepared. We have to understand that's the system we have now. Alyssa Farah Griffin. I mean, look, pick your person who was on the right and then defected in about half a second when it paid. They're not the last of them. They're simply they're a symptom. This is what happens when you live in a country that rewards evil and punishes good. That's what happens. Not going to be, she ain't the first. She ain't going to be the last. Prepare to be disappointed. Prepare to have that person you love sell out. Me, Chris? Oh, I'll sell out in a heartbeat. If there's free lead lobster, I'm in. I'm in, baby. I'm cheap and easy. I don't even need money. I just need some of the shrimp scampi with the Cheddar Bay biscuits in there. Because you know,
freedom is not free.
It's not free, Chris. Freedom costs money, big boy money. All right, let's make fun of some monkeypox people before we talk about this teen and the subway and the NYPD cop and the world we have created for ourselves here. The headline is from the New York Times, I'm sorry. As monkeypox spread in New York, 300,000 vaccine doses sat in Denmark. And there's even a picture of a bunch of what appear to be Navy dudes at a protest demanding this vaccine get here. This protest, of course, took place in Manhattan. Chris, you don't know what I mean by Navy dudes? You'll get it in a second. Anyway, why can't we have tough conversations with people anymore? Are we really such an anti-truth country that we can't tell gay dudes to stop going to orgies? Is that where we're at now? Are we that scared of the truth? Are we that scared of an angry phone call, an angry email? They're going to write your boss and tell them to fire you. These communists write my bosses like 35 times a day, demanding I be fired, demanding my advertisers drop me, demanding this, demanding that. The show has done nothing but expand from the second I sat down in the chair. Who cares if they call and demand? Who cares if they call and complain? It's time to start doing people the favor of being honest with them. The favor. It's time to do them the service of being honest with them. Do you know why you're too fat? You're too fat for the same reason I've been too fat multiple times in my life. You can't tell because I'm 6'8", but you know why? I ate too much and didn't work out enough. That's why you're too fat. It's not your thyroid, I promise. You eat too much, you don't work out enough. Do you know why you're getting monkeypox? It's not because the government isn't importing doses of the vaccine into New York City. You're getting monkeypox because you're out playing Muddy Buddy on the weekends when you shouldn't. That's why you're getting monkeypox. Stop doing that. Stop your bad behavior and you'll stop getting diseases. And when you start getting these horrific plagues, stop looking for the government to solve the plague that has been sent to Earth to ban this behavior from happening. Stop doing it. And if you find yourself somehow unable to stop going to gay orgies in Manhattan on the weekend, then get ready. It's going to itch and crack and burn for a while. Yeah, it drives me. Just this society, man. We are such a post-truth society. I mean, look, it filters down from the top.
Let me say it again. They have more than they can use. So my message to these companies is use the permits or lose them. And don't say we can't, you don't have access. Second, I'm telling the industry, you're making record profits due to Putin's war in Ukraine. Use.
That's the president of the United States of America scolding the oil companies and blaming Putin's war in Ukraine. Truly a post-truth society. You want to hear the most jaw-dropping story you've ever heard? You want to hear how crazy this trans stuff has gotten? Oh, get ready. Kelsey Bolar is going to join me next, and she's going to tell you something that'll shock you. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Please, Chris, just stop that music. My goodness, did Kelsey not pick a song, or is that the one she picked? Oh, joining me now, my friend Kelsey Bolar is senior policy analyst with the Independent Women's Forum, apparently lover of horrendous chick music, but also an author of a jaw-dropping story. Kelsey, what were you thinking when you picked that song?
Jesse, I have to give your producer credit. He picked the old original Taylor Swift music, not any of the new stuff. So in my defense, that's good Taylor. That's the old Taylor.
All right. Well, sadly, that's probably the last time we're going to laugh in the next 10 minutes because you, to your credit, had something out today. And I told you when I sent you a message, my jaw hung open. So please, you have the floor. Tell me what's going on with a mother and her daughter.
Yeah, this is a devastating story about a mother from Chicago named Jeanette Cooper who lost custody and basically all parenting rights of her young daughter. What happened was the mother and father got divorced a couple years earlier, and then 3 years ago, the daughter, who was 12 at the time, her name is Sophia, went on a regular custodial visit to her father's house. The mother actually had custody of their daughter 6 days, 7 nights a week. And after a regular custodial visit, the daughter informed her mother that she was transgender and wanted to stay at her father's house. And after that, really a series of quite unbelievable legal proceedings in family court occurred, a number of family therapy sessions where it really felt like every card was stacked against this mother who was being punished for simply insisting that her daughter is indeed a girl. And at this point, the mother, Jeanette Cooper, has missed her daughter's 12th birthday, her daughter's 13th birthday, and her daughter's 14th birthday. In the last 3 years, she has seen her daughter for a total of 8.5 hours, she counts. And the only way she can contact her daughter is via postal mail. So what she's left doing is writing letters to her daughter, who lives 10 minutes down the street. She can't see her. She can't call or text her. And it's really an unbelievable story until you take a step back and think about how something like this could happen. And the answer to that is this idea that if a child declares that he or she is transgender and feels unsafe, then that child could commit suicide if that child is not affirmed. And so when anybody, a therapist or anybody in a legal system hears something like this, they are going to do what they think is right and protect that child. But really what this form of protection is doing is making the child a victim. And in this case, physically and emotionally separating a daughter from her biological mother.
Kelsey, again, we're speaking with Kelsey Bolar, senior policy analyst, Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, the most shocking thing to me is not that some poor 12-year-old girl would be manipulated all around her to make her think she's a boy. The shocking part of this is how the legal system immediately stacked up against the mother and stacked up with the father when the mother previously sounded like basically had full custody. So the court has already seen both these parents and decided the kid's better off with mom. And then wham, based on the trans stuff, she's all of a sudden persona non grata.
Absolutely. And what's so devastating for this mother is that she's doing all she can to be a stable force of truth in her daughter's life. I'll tell you, her daughter initially identified as a boy and currently appears to identify as something like Z, Zer, Zim. And so this daughter was removed from her mother's custody, supposedly because she was transgender, but it appears, you know, this daughter doesn't even know who or what she wants to identify as. So how is any of this fair for this mother? Of course it's not. It's, I'll tell you, Jesse, I was working on this story for 3 months, and I really took my time with it because I kept thinking there has to be something more. There has to be a reason that this mother lost custody of her daughter to the point where she can't even see or communicate with her other than by mail. And I will tell you, I have looked through the legal documents myself. I have spent hours and hours speaking with this mother, and there's nothing. This is simply the state of the United States where parents are losing custody of their children for simply not affirming these transgender delusions.
Kelsey, where specifically, like, which help me understand, because I've never been through family court, by the grace of God. How do the jurisdictions work? Is this some wacko liberal city? Is this a state matter, a county matter? Is this a federal matter? What part of our legal system is attacking this poor woman?
Yeah, so this is in family court in Chicago, Illinois. So you can imagine it's a very liberal area. And basically what this judge has ordered the mother, Jeanette, to do is to attend these different types of family therapy sessions to further her understanding of a transgender identity. And she, you know, despite her objections to what people are trying to tell her, her daughter is, she still attended all these different family therapy sessions, which require her to go to gender affirming of care type facilities, attend these meetings. And you have to give her a lot of credit for even speaking out and telling her story, because you can only imagine what it's like in her situation. This is her only daughter. She is a lifelong educator. She spent her entire career surrounded by children. The idea that any system or any person would be able to successfully claim she is too unsafe to be around her own daughter is just astounding. And I will tell you that because any child, when they claim they feel unsafe around a parent, there needs to be an investigation. And this mother sadly supported that investigation and understood that they would probably have to keep her daughter away from her for a period of time while they investigated this allegation that the mother is unsafe. But she thought, you know, as soon as this investigation ends, this will all be cleared up and it will be behind us. That investigation, you know, Jeanette says, found no evidence of abuse or neglect, but still the investigators claim that Jeanette does not have an understanding of her daughter's transgender identity.
Good grief. Kelsey, where can people read this story? Tell people how they can go read this whole thing, because they should.
Yeah, please go to IWF.org. We spent a lot of time reporting out this story, and this brave mother actually went on camera to tell her story. And it's interesting. You could actually see it when you look at her. She is very progressive. She actually identifies as a radical feminist, has voted Democrat her entire life. So the idea that it's conservative Christian parents who are refusing to affirm their children's transgender identities is just not the case. This is a very, very progressive mother who loves her daughter unconditionally. And really, it's very powerful what she says in this video. It's 8 minutes long. If you don't watch the whole thing, I'd encourage you to just skip to that last minute where she makes this beautiful analogy, really explaining why she has decided to put her foot down and do all she can to protect her child. And that's what she ultimately feels she is doing in the way she's responded to this situation. It's out of love and protection for her daughter.
Good grief. Kelsey Bolar, great work. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Tell me that doesn't put the fear of God in you. How crazy, how real does that make it, right? It's not some weirdo TikTok video I play you here with some crazy nutball teacher. That's a mother lost her daughter 3 years ago and has spent 8 hours with her since. Man, now you know why I told you to sit down for that interview. All right. There's an insane video going out around of a teen punching and fighting an NYPD cop in the subway. Let's have a hard conversation. We're going to have that conversation in a second. First, let's have a wonderful conversation. Have you ever been outside post-thunderstorm? You can smell it, can't you? You don't have to have heard the thunderstorm or seen the thunderstorm. You can smell it. Why does the air smell like that after a thunderstorm? That's because thunderstorms clean the air. You're smelling the purest air you can smell. That's why the Eden Pure Thunderstorm is called what it is. Imagine your home smelling like that all the time, or your office. And I didn't put any stipulations on that, did I? Put it over by that litter box, see what happens. Put it in your kitchen, see what happens. Put it by the smelly, dirty laundry of your son's like mine and see what happens. Go get a three-pack because they have a three-pack for sale for my listeners. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3, gets you $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Go now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and go to her
and
now.
What is exactly the White House's definition of a recession?
Again, I'm not going to define it from here. I'm just going to leave it to the NBER, as we have stated, of how they define recession.
They won't declare one until they have declared it one.
I'm just saying that we're just not going to define it. We use the indicators that the NBER, the National Bureau of Economic Research, have used.
Yeah, we're going to get to why is the media, even CNN, it's too long of a clip, but even CNN, why is the media getting so snippy with Joe Biden? A lot of people are saying it's because of the recession denial. It has nothing to do with the recession denial. Come on. You know, I will address why the media is getting snippy with old Papa Joe in a minute, but I want to address this video that's gone viral all over social media. I'm sure you've seen it on the news. I'm sure you've seen it on your social media accounts. It is a stunner of a video. They call him a teen. He's 16, black kid. He's certainly not young looking by any stretch of the imagination. He's a big, big guy. He is in a fight with a New York City police officer, with an NYPD cop. There's a woman there, too, a black woman who's with the kid who's kind of fighting with the female cop. But we're going to set that part of it aside for the moment. This 16-year-old kid, he's there fighting with this cop. And I will tell you, it is something that is shocking to see. He is punching. I don't mean he's having a little shoving match or shouting match. He is tackling him. He's punching him. He's choking him. The cop is sitting there trying to punch, trying to push him away, trying to do whatever he wants to get the kid off. But you know what the cop is not doing? The cop is not pulling out his service weapon and putting two in his chest and one in his head. How is that humanly possible? I'm going to say something, and this may hurt. It'll undoubtedly be offensive, but I need to be really, really clear. Remember, I don't care if you're offended. If we currently live in a place where criminals feel they can freely get in fist fights with cops without dying, we're descending into a level of hell you don't want to imagine. If you feel comfortable, I don't care, whatever the situation, we can't change someone's upbringing or whatever. If you feel comfortable getting in a fist fight with a cop and trying to knock a cop out, and you don't have a fear of dying, we're going to a very, very dark place. We are going to a place where the criminals will rule, where the criminals will be the law, because that kid shouldn't still be walking around anymore. And in any sane country, that's how it would be. But we have so neutered police by this point in time, it's not a shock to see the NYPD retiree numbers. When I saw that video, I was so mortified, but really more than anything else, you know what I thought to myself? Man, if I was an NYPD cop, my papers would be turned in that day, if not already. I'm never putting on a uniform, a bulletproof vest, going out there to protect the public and not feel I have the freedom to put down a street animal if he's trying to harm or kill me. If I don't have the freedom to put down the feral animals on the street, I will go be a cop somewhere where I possess that freedom. But this is where we are. And the most amazing thing, I'll never get over this. There are some things in my life, and I know, because there are some things in my life I know I will never get over. I will never, in a million years, I will never get over watching the, quote, land of the free turn into some tyrannical state because of a virus that virtually everyone survives. I'll never get over it. And it's not just the communists, by the way. I watched the right. The right was gigantic in pushing COVID panic porn. I'll never get over how few of my fellow Americans actually know what freedom is and appreciate it. It will be something I will carry to my deathbed. And I will never, in a million years, I will never get over some guy dying in Minneapolis. Granted, he was a saint. Some guy dying in Minneapolis. And that somehow prompting some nationwide, quote, conversation about the problems of the urban black community. And the only solution this country came up with is cops are bad, cops are racist. And now we have open season on NYPD police officers. The cities themselves, that's way beyond New York, cities themselves are rancid. They're uninhabitable criminal nightmares of drugs and murder and rape. They are a disaster specifically because of that cops are the enemy lie. And you know what I'll never get over? I'll never get over how many people once again on the right went along with that when that lie was being sold to the American people. I see what it's like now. Everybody and their brother is so, let's get tough on crime. I'm tough on crime, guys. We're tired of this crime problem. Oh, I remember what you all were like after St. George Floyd died. I love black people. We do need federal police reform. We are kind of racist, guys. I mean, we are racist. Cops are racist. Jails are racist. The prison's racist. Everything's racist. Oh, I heard you all. I saw you. And I remember sitting there in horror. And I remember this. I remember saying, you do understand the good cops are going to retire, right? The sharp, talented cops, they're going to walk away. They're going to walk out of the city of New York and they're going to go be a cop in the suburbs of Texas somewhere where everyone loves and appreciates them. People buy them cups of coffee while they stand in line in Starbucks. And New York's going to be left as an uninhabitable hellhole. It was the most easily predictable thing in the world, and yet I watched everyone make it happen. It drives me up the freaking wall. All right. The media starting to get really, really snippy with Joe Biden, and people are saying it's because he's denying the recession. Stop being so naive. It has nothing to do with him denying the recession. I will tell you why they're getting snippy with Joe. I will tell you something else. Remember, they're not turning things down now that they have power. They're turning them up. Do you have a reserve food supply in your home? And maybe you're not one of these super prepper types. Jesse, I don't know what to get. I'll be honest with you. I'm not either. I know a little bit about a little bit. I don't have to know anything about what my food supply should be because my Patriot Supply does. They have an emergency 3-month food supply for my listeners for $150 off. I don't have to agonize. Should I get another can of beans? What about this? Do I need this? My Patriot Supply had me a 3-month emergency food kit on my doorstep. Unmarked box. The food ships fast. It ships free. You're going to have privacy and you get $150 off. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and get one for each member of your household. If it's just you, just get one for yourself. It's fine. But if you have a spouse, she needs one, he needs one, kids need one. Go to go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That's where you get the deal. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Why is the media turning on Joe? I'll tell you why.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.